And so I called her yesterday and asked her, don't you find some cans of tuna fish, take them all over, Mama. So I looked back in that freezer and see what you find, get anything you wanted. So she found some barbecue, found some Burmese stew, found some steak, found some ribs. There was still a man there that Emma picked me up from. His dad didn't get anything you wanted out of here. So she got this barbecue. But I don't know how long this barbecue's been there, you know. I guess it's all right as long as it's frozen, though. Mm-hmm. I guess it's all right, but I want to tell her now when it thaws out, don't eat it no more. Mm-hmm. Because there's a chance between me and poison when anything freezes and thaws. Mm-hmm. And it's a stew, I knew when I put it in there. So I got to call her and tell her. I thought she'd call her mother and tell her she got to Miami.
Yeah.
I don't know what she did, and I'm going to call her on my ass, did she do it? Mm-hmm. So then I'm going to call her and I go, tell her that. It's frozen. Now, all the steak you got, another thing, just perfect. You can, it's all right, but this other, when it throws out, don't eat it.
It's too. The Brunswick stew?
The Brunswick stew.
Yeah.
Nothing. When you throw it out, don't try to heat it anymore.
Yeah.
Because it might set up too many poison. Brunswick stew has consisted of meat, corn, eye potatoes, and tomatoes, and ketchup, and salt and pepper. Of course, salt and pepper would make no difference. Mm. But those things can ferment. Mm. They can. All each of them are ferment. You see, that is corn can ferment. We are.
Yeah.
It's sours.
Yeah.
There's eye potatoes, sours. All right? Well, you see, tomatoes, they ferment because it's acid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, now, I'm going, I want, as long as you keep that cold froze, warm eat it, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I know we sell a man, and he brought this man to a camp, down in Waynesboro.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you can get all the buy one time. He probably bought about 20 or 20 something pounds last time.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep it definitely if you just don't let it. Don't throw it out and try to freeze it back.
Yeah.
Well, you got along pretty good. Just about halfway?
Mm-hmm. Just about. You want to finish up tonight or?
Oh, you come by tonight. I don't have to work. I don't think I do.
Okay.
Work last night. All right. I don't know if you like talking to me, though. I talk too much.
I really do like it. I don't get to talk to many people like you. I really don't.
That old boy that he work out the family king now. I like the old boy. He's a good boy, I think, and I try to help him out and teach him right things.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you ain't doing about like me.
No, see.
And I go out to church and have to do a heap of talking. I don't do church of mine now. He'll get mad with me then. I tell you what happened Sunday. We had a trustee anniversary. We were going to pay $5 each.
Uh-huh.
And the deacon there getting, I think it's Social Security, leaving his own place, and I guess he got a little money. And I asked him about the $5. I ain't got no money. I said, you tell that lie, you ain't got no money. He got mad with me, so I'm going to see him and tell him. Now, I'm surprised at you, and I oughtn't be either. Deacon, I'm supposed to get mad. You're not supposed to get mad. I said, I'm not even a deacon. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. I said, now, when you get mad because something the Lord have you to do or request you to do, you probably be good by rule and law of the church. And it's a rule that we made, each of us, pay something in one of the anniversaries. And you got mad because I asked you. I said, Moses, go to God. Go time. You have to do it. Because he ain't done nothing for you. So had I got mad, you never would have known it. Had the likes, you wouldn't have known it. No! Don't play that! I'm scared of that kind of mess. I got to die. And I want to meet that man in the field. Go call that woman. Well, I see you.
All right, I'll see you.